Okay, so we're going to talk about the TikTok ban by the United States government on the Chinese company and the possible legal connotation and the possible outcomes from this battle. Is it something to counter YouTube? What have been the consequences of US ban on Huawei, and how is China responding to that? Meanwhile, we will be cutting small jokes in between to make the conversation interactive. Welcome to this episode of Living on the Mars, where we are going to talk about a futuristic podcast taking AI as our guest. So let's dive right into it. Hello, ChatGPT.
Hello, how can I assist you today?
We're going to do a podcast style dialogue with you, and please restrict your answers in really few words, as lesson as possible.
Sure, I can do that. What topic would you like to discuss?
Today, let's discuss about the US ban on the TikTok.
Okay, let's get started. Q, why did the US government try to ban TikTok? Concerns over national security. Q, who?
Okay, that is great. So, please tell me something about the origin of TikTok. In which year did TikTok start?
TikTok is a social media app for creating and sharing short videos that was launched in China in September 2016 as Douyin, and later introduced to the overseas market as TikTok in September 2017. The app was developed by the Chinese company ByteDance and has since become one of the most popular social media apps worldwide, with over a billion downloads.
Okay, that's great. As of today, or the database that you have, what is the market business share of TikTok, especially in the United States? Can you bring some figure for the internet?
According to the latest data from Sensor Tower, TikTok was the second most downloaded app in the United States in 2020, with over 850 million downloads. As of January 2021, it is estimated that there are over 100 million monthly active users of TikTok in the United States. In terms of market share, TikTok has been steadily increasing its presence in the social media landscape and is expected to continue its growth in the coming years.
Well, that is great, and that is sufficient enough to draw an inference about the current conflict between. So what do you think about the standing of TikTok against YouTube in the United States? Please bring some data from the internet or from your database.
While TikTok has been gaining popularity in the United States, YouTube still holds a dominant position in the market. According to a study by Pew Research Center, 81% of US adults say they use YouTube, compared to 21% who use TikTok. However, TikTok has been steadily closing the gap, and is more popular than several other social media platforms like Twitter, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. In terms of revenue and advertising, YouTube still holds a larger share of the market than TikTok. According to a report by a marketer, YouTube is projected to have over $5.5 billion in US ad revenue in 2020, while TikTok's ad revenue is estimated to be $500 million. However, TikTok is expected to grow its advertising business in the coming years, especially as it continues to attract more users and engagement.
Okay, great. And are there any parallel social media apps, especially from the China or Chinese company, that are doing good in the United States?
Yes, there are several social media apps that are popular in the United States and are backed by Chinese companies. Some examples include 1. TikTok, a short-form video app that has become extremely popular among teenagers and young adults. 2. WeChat, a messaging and social media app that is commonly used in China, but is also popular among Chinese Americans in the United States. 3. Hello, a social media app that is similar to TikTok, but is geared towards Indian audiences. It is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. 4. Likee, another short-form video app that is similar to TikTok. It is also owned by ByteDance. 5. Kwai, a social media app that is similar to TikTok and is popular in China, but is also gaining popularity in other countries around the world.
Okay, that's great. So coming straight to the point, but hold on in between. Can you tell us a good joke about TikTok?
Sure. Here's a joke about TikTok. Why did the TikTok star go to the doctor? Because he was feeling a little video sick.
Okay, that was a good utilization of the jargons. Coming straight to the point, what option does the United States government have in terms of legal material available to them to ban TikTok? What pretext can they use to ban TikTok?
The United States government has a few legal options available to them if they want to ban TikTok. One of the main options is to use the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA, to block the app. This act allows the president to regulate international commerce during times of national emergency. The government could also use the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS, to investigate and block foreign investments that pose a national security threat. This is the same process that was used in 2019 when CFIUS conducted a review of TikTok's acquisition of Musical.ly. In terms of pretexts for banning TikTok, the government has cited concerns over national security and the possibility of TikTok sharing user data with the Chinese government. There have also been concerns about TikTok's content moderation policies and the spread of misinformation on the app.
Okay, great. So out of that, I would only buy the last one, that is the spread of misinformation. But in that, I believe there are so many United States apps, American apps, and digital media platforms that are doing the same. Okay, leave that. Now, what options What options does the United States government or the Chinese government have, or the TikTok company has, to stop the ban on them?
There are a few options that the US and Chinese governments could take regarding the ban of Authentic Talk. 1. Negotiate. The governments could negotiate with Authentic Talk to address any concerns that led to the ban. This would require both parties to come to the table and work towards a solution that satisfies all parties. 2. Appeal. Authentic Talk or its supporters could appeal the ban through legal or political channels. This could involve lobbying lawmakers, filing a lawsuit, or petitioning the appropriate government agencies. 3. Compliance. Authentic Talk could work to comply with any regulations or standards that were not met, in order to be removed from the banned list. 4. Partnership. The governments could work with Authentic Talk to address concerns through a partnership or joint venture. This would ensure that the company is operating in accordance with local laws and regulations, while also allowing the government to benefit from the company's services. Ultimately, the options available to both governments will depend on the specific circumstances of the ban and the willingness of all parties to work towards a resolution.
Great, so we hope and pray that both parties come to the table to help this useful app sustain and let the people utilize it, but of course for prideful purposes, which is unfortunately a right concern by some quarters of the United States government.